Books on Tape presents Mounting Fears by Stuart Woods. Read by Carrington McDuffie. Chapter 1. The President of the United States, William Jefferson Lee IV, sat straight up in bed. It had been the nuclear nightmare wherein some unidentified country had launched missiles on the United States, and he had to decide at whom to strike back. It was not the first time. Will wiped the sweat from his forehead with the sleeve of his nightshirt, then tried to get out of bed without waking his wife. He was halfway to the bathroom when he remembered that Kate, who for the past 4 years had been Director of Intelligence, head of the CIA, had left for work 2 hours before, after an urgent phone call in the early hours. Will stared at himself in the bathroom mirror while he waited for the water in the sink to get hot for shaving. How was he different from 4 years before? Considerably grayer, but Kate thought that lent him gravitas. His face was relatively unlined still, and he took some pride in the fact that his waist size had not changed, in spite of only sporadic efforts to exercise. He ran hot water onto the shaving brush, lathered his face, and began shaving while reviewing the high points of the day to come. Most important was a 9 a.m. with the Vice President, George Kiel, and he thought he knew what the meeting would be about. 45 minutes later, dressed in a standard chalk-striped suit and a red and blue striped necktie, Will walked through the door of the White House family quarters to be greeted by the young naval officer who carried the football, the briefcase containing the codes for a nuclear launch, and two Secret Service agents who escorted him down the hallway and into the elevator. Will had become accustomed to never being alone outside the family quarters.